Now to music and the occasional day-to-day series, Dust Bin Bands. These are bands that made a brief splash in the music world at some point, but are rarely heard today. Producer Trey Kay found in his music collection a New York City band that once made what was called the quietest rock and roll ever. It was a duo called Drink Me. It was popular in the mid-80s and early 90s, and here is their story.
I would meet people, and they would find out that I was in Drink Me, and they'd say, oh, I love Drink Me. I've seen you guys all the time. I didn't know you were in Drink Me. And there were just two of us. Oh, and so that was because Mark was the show, and I was in the background.
That's Wynn Evans, the less visible half of Drink Me. The other half was Mark Amped, a charismatic beanpole of a guy, whose nerdy, cool, horn-rimmed glasses rested on a head that looked like a jolly skull. Mark had a lightning-fast wit, and would playfully take on the persona of the characters in his songs. Here, he's a sad soul recovering from a heart attack.
I'm keeping the time I got left. Ain't gonna work no more. I'm going down.
Or here, he's a nut in a booby hatch.
7 to 11 or 11 to 10, the night is black, but the night is when I see them, little green men. Hands start shaking, heart stand still, see the little men drink far fill, take a little white pill, a little white pill.
Wynn and Mark met as roommates at Oberlin College in the 1970s. They moved to New York after graduation and started a punk band. It was then that they stumbled onto their signature sound.
There was a record called The Nairobi Sound, where someone was playing a Fanta bottle on the acoustic guitar. I think it's called Dry Guitar Style. It's a couple acoustic guitars, and the percussion is the old Fanta bottles had ridges on them, and you could move a striker across the ridges and get a sort of huarache sound, or just hit it for a very sharp percussive sound. So there might be two people playing Fanta bottles and two people playing guitars and singing. That's a beautiful, simple folk sound. I think Drink Me was hard to place. Because it wasn't comedy, and it wasn't just weird. It wasn't appealing to people who were saying, you got to listen to this, this is so strange. But at the same time, it didn't have a very commercial sound.
One, two, one, two, three, four. Familiar walls, familiar voices muffled or paid no heed. The silence is unruffled. I am asleep. No sound will ever reach these ears.
When I tried to call Mark Amp for this piece, he didn't return my calls. Wynn thinks that he knows why.
He really did put more of himself into Drink Me than into anything else. And I could see that it would be hard to be light and easy and casual about it now, because I think he had hoped that it would go further and be more.
I'm buried in Grant's tomb.
Drink Me had help getting signed to the Bar None record label by John Flansburgh of They Might Be Giants. You can still find Drink Me's music on that label, but the band's timing was way off.
When we started, if we could have driven around in a van and toured for $20 a night, that would have been a big step up for us. And unfortunately, when we finally did get a chance to make a record and tour, that was like 12 years later. We weren't young men anymore.
Home, when will they let me go back home? Have they condemned me to this throne?
By the time we toured, I was early 30s, I think. And it's just a terrible life if you're not a kid. I mean, performing is fun, but you perform for an hour after driving for 15 hours. I hated it.
Gas station neon sign, orange and white, winks an eye and it whispers goodnight. Drunk on the train to Chicago, I feel all right.
Eventually, Mark moved away from New York City, and the band didn't last. What's left is unique music on two wonderful CDs.
I left a New York of gas bills and cigarette burns. Wasted days of whiskey and as the world turns.
Although Drink Me's albums were not big sellers, they're among the most prized in my record collection. Every time I listen to them, I learn something new.
And in my dreams, we're careening drunk down the streets of my hometown. The man in the moon is on Benzedrine, merrily spinning round.
The music of the now Dustbin band Drink Me, that piece produced by Trey Kay.